Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 254, Freilich and Chanukah to you all. I wanted to discuss one of the major controversies relating to the laws of lighting your menorah. Enjoy. There's a debate between Ashkenazim and Sephardim about how to do this, and I want to talk about where that debate is from and some historical anomalies with the debate. Okay, so the Gemara, as we know, structures the mitzvah of Chanukah in a way that we don't really find with any other mitzvahs. There's a level 1, Ner Yishu Beso, you can get away with just lighting one candle on your window. And then, of course, there's Mahadrin. There's level 2. Mahadrin is Ner Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. Every single individual will light their own candle. So imagine you have, 10 people at home. And there are 10 people at home. There'll be 10 candles in the window. Everybody will have their own sized chanukiah, their own thing to hold the candles. But there'll be 10 of them because there'll be 10 people in the house. And then finally, we saw that this last level, the highest level of performance of this mitzvah, the best of the best, which we described the other day, why it is that this mitzvah might be constructed with all of these levels. But the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim does what? So we say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that you track the nights in some way. Either you track them in descending order, or you track them in ascending order. But either way, every single night would be dynamic. Every single night will be displaying what night of Chanukah it is. Okay, so there's a very basic question that exists on the page of the Gemara that the different Rishonim address in different ways. The basic question is, when we talk about the first level of Ner Yishu Beso of one candle, and then the second level of every single individual has a candle lit for them, and then we have the third level of tracking the nights, does the third level follow the second level, or does it return to the first? And here's what I mean. Do we say that we light one candle according to the basic mitzvah, but if you want to do Mahadrin, then you choose to follow the people at home? And if you do Mahadrin min ha-Mahadrin, you choose to do both. And not only one candle for each person, but you also have one candle for each person for each night. That, I think, would be the logical progression, that each level is building upon the level before it and gets you to a lot of candles in your window. The other way to understand is, no, the way it works is as follows. The base mitzvah is to do one candle in the window. Then there's Mahadrin, which allows you to choose to do it where each person in the house is represented with their own candle. And then the third level is to choose not to track the people who are in the house, but instead to track the night of Chanukah that it is. So what would be the reason to go with that second understanding? Why would you think that each one of these levels is not climbing one upon the other? So Tosfos on the page, the commentary says as follows: Nira l'ri, de Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel lo kaimei ela aner ishu beso. This whole machlokas of tracking up or down, however you track the nights, is referring back to lighting one candle in the window. Shekeni yesh yoser hider de ikra hekera, because there is more of a hider, more of a beautification of the mitzvah. How so? De ikra hekera, because it's recognizable kishemosef aholich mechaser, whether or not you're adding or you're subtracting, depending if you're Beis Hillel or you're Beis Shammai, shehu keneged yamim hanechnasim o hayotzim, because it actually tracks the days. And so when I look in the window and I see the candles, or I look outside, if we're lighting outside like you're supposed to, or if I'm able to, then I'll be able to see what night of Chanukah it is, what night of the miracle we're up to. But if I have a candle for each person, also tracking the nights, I feel Yosef mikan ve'elech lecha hekera, I won't be able to really recognize anything. Why? Because the person's going to think that that's how many people are in the house. Meaning, imagine I have one setup of candles. Forget about the idea of everybody having their own individual unique menorah. I have one setup of candles, and so the setup of candles, if it's there to represent one candle near Yishu Beso, fine, I get what you're doing. But if I'm going to try to go and then go and take on the second night of Chanukah for all three people, for example, I have at home, so I'm going to have three people times two nights, that's six candles. So somebody looking at the window is going to think, maybe it's the sixth night of Chanukah, or maybe it's the third night of Chanukah and there are two people at home. It's entirely unclear as to what the amount of candles is telling us. So Tosa says the purpose of Mahadrim and Mahadrim, the purpose is to be tracking the nights. If tracking the nights is the goal, then it has to be that when I look at that Chanukiah, when I look at that assemblage of candles, I need to see what night of Chanukah it is. Now the Rambam disagrees with this, and the Rambam says
says what I think a lot of us would assume. The Rambam says, amazingly, Kamen Eres Hu Madlik B'Chanukah. How many is a person going to light on Chanukah? So he goes through that first there's Neri Shubeso, and then there's Hamahaderes HaMitzvah, one who wants to not only light one, but wants to follow all of the people who are at home. And then there's Vahamahader Yeser Alzeh, one who wants to do even more than that. V'Osa Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar Madlik Ner L'Chal Echad V'Echad B'Layla HaRishon Amosav V'Holich B'Chal Layla V'Layla Ner Echad. He's going to light, and he's going to track all of the nights. But then in Halacha Beis, this is in Hilchos Megillah V'Chanukah Perek Dalid, and so in Halacha Beis, he says, Ketzad, so how does this work? So he says, HaRishahayu Anche HaBayis Asara. Let's imagine you have 10 people at home, which would mean 2 parents and 8 children. I know you're already doing the tuition math, just stop. 8 children. B'Layla HaRishon Madlik Asara Neros U'B'Layl Sheni Esrim. So the first night you would light 10 because there are 10 people at home times 1 the first night. Second night you light 20. Third night 30. And so on. And then finally on the 8th night, you know how many candles you're lighting? Forget about tuition. You're lighting 80 candles. The amount of people in the home multiplied by the night of Chanukah that it is. That's what the Rambam says. Now interestingly, the Rambam himself reports that that's not what people did in his environs, in his area. He says, Minog Pashad B'chol Yireinu B'Sfarad, that what people would do is they'd have one candle the first night, and they would add to it each night, Ad Shenimtza Madlik B'Leil Shmini Shmonan Eros, they would light 8 altogether on the last night of Chanukah, Bein Shehayu Anshei HaBayis Merubim, Bein Shehayu Adam Echad, whether or not there would be one person or many people. So the Rambam already says that weirdly, in his locale, people were doing like the opinion of Tosfos. The opinion of Tosfos, which we said before, which assumes that Mahadran Min HaMahadran is not both tracking the nights and the people, but is instead only tracking the nights so that it's clear and obvious what night of Chanukah it is. Now, so what we're looking at is really a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos represents the Ashkenazic opinion rabbis who are in France in the 13th century, and then the Rambam, of course, represents the Sephardic opinion. And even though he himself believes you should be doing the Mahajran and the Mahajran based on the Mahajran and tracking both nights and people, he does report that in Sfarad, Spain, and Northern Africa, in all of the Sephardic lands, they weren't necessarily doing that. What's happened, even though the Tosfos and the Rambam are on opposite sides of this issue, there's been sort of this transference, this cultural transference, where Ashkenazim versus Sfaradim actually go the other way around. So the Shulchan Aruch reports that Kamen Eros Madlik, the Shulchan Aruch representing the Sephardic opinion, Rabbi Yosef Karo, B'Layla HaRishon Madlik Echad Mikan Ve'elech Mosav HaHolech Echad B'chol Layla Ad Shebelil HaAchron Yishmona. You light one on the first night, and then by the last night you're done, and you lit 8. B'Yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, the Ashkenazic position, he says, no, Echad D'chol Echad Mibnei HaBayis Yadlik. Everybody lights. And so the Ramah's position, Rav Moshe Isserles, who adds the Ashkenazic opinions to the Shulchan Aruch, says that as a matter of fact, we should be following the Rambam, whereas the Shulchan Aruch is following the position of Tosfos. So we have this very weird historical anomaly. As we know, Ashkenazic and Sephardic opinion differentiated, being that Ashkenazic lands and Sephardic lands, being under the Muslim host or being under the Christian host with the Pyrenees Mountains in between, created a cultural divide. And things in Halacha developed differently in different ways. So the Bach points out how weird this is. The Taz says, this is so strange, it's a big chiddush, b'minug she'sfaradim nogim k'tosfos, and the Ashkenazim go like the Rambam. There's been this transference that nobody can really explain. Perhaps there are some reasons to explain this and ways to explain them. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, explains himself. He says, the Maharal tells us that when you are lighting in your home, which is something which is very often done in Ashkenaz, just because people weren't necessarily comfortable lighting outside by the gate in the courtyard, particularly if their host, the people who lived around them, they didn't find it safe necessarily to go outside and to do that, and that's why they would light indoors, and sometimes you would even light on your dining room table, as the Gemara says, because you felt threatened to light at the window. So he says, if you're going to do it indoors, where it's clear, either it's clear because you know how many people live in that house, and so therefore when I see him how many candles, I know exactly how to do the math, or when I walk, when I'm indoors, I can place menorahs in different locations, or I could place the candles themselves in differentiated parts of the home, or in even different parts of the window, or different windows themselves, so that I can go and make clear what night it is, and each menorah is displaying something different. The Rama says that if you're going to do it indoors, you should definitely do like the Rambam, and not do like Tosos. But if you're going to be doing outdoors, So then outdoors, it's very difficult. So you have a chatzer, you have a courtyard where a lot of people share, and you don't have room for a lot of menorahs. You're going to put a ton of candles. Things won't be clear and things won't be obvious. So altogether, for some reason, Ashkenazim and Sfardim have transferred minhagim, whereas the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam, and the Sfardim follow Tosus's opinion. But it could just be because of the development of how we lit, and because we lit for so many years as Ashkenazim indoors, Sfardim had been lighting outdoors, perhaps, because it was easier to do. Maybe there wasn't so much disruption. They had no problem doing it. But because of that reason, they lit in one specific way, which was with one person lighting on everybody's behalf, whereas the Ashkenazim lit in a way where it was easier to display the different menorahs, and that's how we developed that opinion. Have a great day.